नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 7th एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ डीमन तृणावर्त। टेक्स्ट 20, प्लीज रिपीट। दैत्यो नामना तृणावर्तः कंसा भृत्यापनोदितः चक्रवात स्वरूपेण जहारासिनम् अर्भकम्। तो ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। व्हाइल द चाइल्ड वॉज सिटिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड अ डीमन नेम तृणावर्त who was a servant of Kamsa, came there as a whirlwind at Kamsa's instigation and very easily carried the child away into the air. Purport: Krishna's heaviness was unbearable for the child's mother. But when Trinavartasura came, he immediately carried the child away. This was another demonstration of Krishna's inconceivable energy. When the Trinavarta demon came, Kamsa became lighter than the grass so that the demon could carry him away. This was Anand Chinmaya Ras, Krishna's blissful transcendental pleasure. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I may speak something meaningful and inspiring and thus purify my own self. So, I'll read the translation of this verse. Everyone is servant of Krishna, directly, indirectly. Keha, Krishna Das Kabir says, Keha mane, keha na mane, sab Krishna Das. So, this is a beautiful pastime here. Day before yesterday, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was giving a class and explained how Mother Yashoda, she was actually taking Krishna and throwing in the air and she would catch him then. And Krishna was actually enjoying fun. So Krishna is actually, with Krishna is fun-loving God. He likes to enjoy fun. And there is no one who actually can enjoy fun like him. Right? So, Mother Yashoda, she was throwing Krishna up and she was catching and he was enjoying actually. We all have experience actually, sometimes we also do. Once I was at my home and my small nephew, he was there. So, I was throwing him in the air. Initially, he was a little scared, but when I catch him, so he became confident. Even after I kept him down, he would again come and said, pick me up and throw me in the air. He was insisting. He would say, higher and higher. Throw me even high. Right? So Krishna, Mother Yashoda also throwing Krishna higher and higher. But Krishna wants to go actually even more high. So Mother Yashoda has a limited capacity. How much high she can throw Krishna up. So Krishna arranged to go a little higher in the air. So the demon Trinavarta is coming to actually help Krishna enjoy the fun of going high in the air. And sometime back I saw one advertisement at the Chupati beach also. There was advertisement of parasailing, that have the fun of watching the city or this Chupati from the eye of a bird. So that it was advertised, like watch the city of Mumbai with the vision of a bird, with the eye of a bird. So we can see actually, so this is parasailing, kind of adventure sport which was Chupati, there was somebody organizing here. So we said Krishna only actually introduced this sport for the first time, for he is the origin of everything. He is the origin of all adventure sports also. So Krishna, for the first time he saw Vrindavan with the eye of a bird. And naturally Vrindavan is actually very beautiful. Even when seen from the eye of a bird from a high distance, it would even look more beautiful and wonderful. So Prabhupada actually is making very important point over here in the purport. He was saying just some time before, Krishna was heavy and Mother Yashoda, she was throwing Krishna high in the air. She was catching and then he became heavy suddenly. And now we see in this verse, he's becoming again very light so that Trinavarta can carry him. And soon he will again become heavy. And Trinavarta will no longer be able to carry him. So Prabhupada is saying, this is another demonstration of Krishna's inconceivable energy. This pastime of the Lord, his activities, prod, is all inconceivable. So we will like to today discuss on this particular aspect, the inconceivable nature of Supreme Lord Krishna. So describe Chintya Khalu Ye Bhava Na Tam Starkena Yojet. So what is inconceivable, it actually cannot be understood through tarka or through logic. So logic and argument, prakriti bhya param yasya tad achintasya lakshanam, it is beyond the purview of our material senses. So we have to understand that the first step in understanding Krishna is to accept that we cannot understand him. He is achintya, we cannot understand him. We say, oh, so what is the purpose of studying and discussing? But actually, Krishna can reveal himself. So when Krishna reveals himself, then by his mercy we can understand him. By our own effort, intelligence, logic, arguments, we cannot understand, we cannot approach Lord. But by his mercy, he reveals himself to the devotees. And then we can understand him. So we can see that how Krishna's, there are so many inconceivable aspects of Krishna. Krishna's holy name. So we have heard how Krishna is non-different from his holy name. It's actually inconceivable to us. He's non-different than the holy name. We have no experience. The name and the person is the same in this world. But we accept, we put faith. And then in due course, if one goes on chanting the holy name of the Lord, then one can experience that. Krishna can reveal within the heart that how he is non-different than his holy name. Similarly, the Archivigraha form of the Lord, the deity form of the Lord, that is also non-different than the Supreme Lord. Again, we cannot conceive by our material senses how the Lord is non-different. Even the form which is visible to our material eyes, how it is Sachidananda Vigraha, how it is non-different. But when we serve the Lord with faith, then Krishna will reveal how he is actually. He reciprocates. He has reciprocated with so many devotees, there are so many stories how Krishna in his deity form, he reciprocated with the love and the service of his devotees. And he reveals that he is non-different. His form is non-different from him. Sometime back, Nandanand Prabhu, whose locker is just next to me, he would ask me again and again, why don't you come for morning deity worship? You don't come for morning deity worship. So I would tell him, no, there is a lot of service in the kitchen. He said, no, you must come for deity worship. Even Shubhilas Prabhu, he would tell that it's so nourishing, it's so satisfying to serve the deities. So you please come. Subhila also, he sometimes asked me that you should come for the worshipping the deities in the morning, participate in morning dressing. So by their experience and the mercy which they experience, I have also, as Radhikalpa requested him, please also try to engage me in the service of the Lord. And actually, we can experience gradually the mercy of the Lord manifest within our heart. So the Lord, deity form is not different than him. Similarly, Krishna's pastime, wherein he demonstrates uncommon prowess, they are all also inconceivable to us. Krishna, he lifted the Govardhan hill on the left finger of his hand. Radhikalu Prabhu was saying he actually was holding it on the nail of the left hand, his left finger of his hand, the small finger, the nail of it. Simply inconceivable to us how Krishna does so wonderful activities. And even his killing the putna, which we were discussing last month, killing the demoness putna when he was just a small, few days old baby, he killed the miles long putna. Simply inconceivable. Even more inconceivable than the prowess of the Lord is the mercy of the Lord, which Sukadeva Goswami, he highlights in this episode of Putna. So he says, Kamva Dayalu. It's certainly inconceivable prowess that he killed the Putna. But more inconceivable, how is it that he gave the position of a mother to Putna in the spiritual world? The mercy of the Lord is inconceivable. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami has written that wonderful verse, and which we all reciting. So many of the devotees who gave the classes last month, they would recite this verse, starting with Oho Bakiyam Stanakal Kutam, and ending with Kamva Dayalu Sharanam Vrajanama. Who is there more merciful than the Supreme Lord Krishna, whom I can take shelter of? So devotees would recite this beautiful verse. Who is there more merciful than Krishna? Who is there more merciful than Krishna? So actually a thought came to mind. Actually there is one who is more merciful than Krishna. And he is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whom we must take shelter of. So actually Radha Gopinath Prabhu in his class on the same episode of Putna, he very nicely elaborated how the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it even excels the mercy that was shown by Krishna. He pointed out that how Krishna delivered Putna. She had no good qualification. She was given the position. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered Jagai and Madhai, who also had no, who similarly fallen like Putna. No good qualification. But they became the topmost Vaishnavas in their self same body. It's mentioned, Mahakripa Patra Prabhura Jagai Madhai Patita Pavanana Mera Sakshi Dui Bhai. Mahakriba Patra Prabhura Jagai Madhai. So Jagai Madhai, they were the recipient of the supreme merciful of the supreme mercy of the supremely merciful Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They actually became one of the associates. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami counts them in the branches of Mahaprabhu trees. They became such close associates. They would dance with Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu and all the close associates in the house of Srivas Thakur. And their body would touch Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, while dancing. The body of Putna was burned. And it's not that Brajvasi, they touched the body. But the Vaishnavas, they would touch the body. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he only pointed out this. That the body of Jagai and Madhai, the Vaishnavas would touch their body in the Kirtan. But the body of Putna was burned. And nobody saw, no, we believe in the scripture, but nobody saw that she actually got this position. But everybody could personally witness that they became such great Vaishnavas, such great devotees, such personal associates with the Lord, who had no qualification. So the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it even excels the mercy of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, Lochandas Thakur, he said that bhajo bhajo bhai chaitanya nitai, that with strong faith, one should worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also says, at eva puna kahun urdh bahukari. I raise my hand and say again and again, puna chaitanya nityananda bhaj kutar kachadiya. He said that please worship Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu and leave all the false arguments aside. So do not use the false, the material logic and arguments to understand the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. Just worship them with faith. However, if one still say that I want to apply logic and argument to understand who is really the worshipable, who is really the most worshipable, most merciful Supreme Lord, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives a beautiful verse. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichar Vichar Karite Chite Pabe Chamatkar. He says, if you still want to apply your logic and argument, your intelligence, then try to understand the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichar Vichar Karite Chite Pabe Chamatkar. So Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport. He paraphrases this verse in the purport. He says, those who are actually inquisitive to understand the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through argument and logic are welcome. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami herein addresses please put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to your crucial test. And if you are actually a logician, you will come to the right conclusion that there is no personality merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Let the logicians compare all the results of all the humanitarian work with the merciful activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If their judgment is impartial, they will understand that nothing can surpass the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, beautiful purport. Prabhupada thinks that one applies this logic and argument. If one is impartial, he will come to this conclusion. Nothing surpasses. And one will be amazed. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deya Karaha Vichara Vichara Karite Chitte Pave Chamatkar. Chamatkar means one will be amazed when he understands the mercy of the Lord. So, once the beautiful word describes that how if one repeatedly consider the nature of the mercy, the Supreme Lord, one's understanding of its importance will increase. It described, ghasi se yaise malle ajsar, gandbade teche ei shlokera vichar. In context with the shloka composed by Madhavendra Purit, it said, just as one rubs sandalwood again and again, its fragrance spreads. So the consideration of the mercy of the Lord, if we repeatedly consider the mercy of the Lord, the understanding of its importance increases. Therefore, again and again, we should consider, oh, how merciful the Lord is. Oh, He is so merciful. He is supremely merciful. He is the ocean of mercy. And the extent, the limits of that ocean are always expanding. So once importance of his consideration, one's understanding will go on increasing as one repeatedly consider the nature of the mercy of Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We sometimes actually see that sometimes even we are amazed by the wonders of this world. We see some material phenomena, we are amazed. Muridhar Prabhu was actually sharing in his class, in his last class, he was saying he becomes amazed that how the aeroplane flies and how the cell phone works. You are sitting here and you can take a cell phone and you can talk to someone in so far, thousands of miles away in America or anywhere else. You can talk to a person. It's amazing actually. But we see that our amazement, or we can say Muridhar Prabhu, he said it's amazing, but our amazement doesn't increase. Then we kind of accept it. Yes, the cell phone works, and we simply the amazement doesn't increase. But in the case of the Supreme Lord, when we repeatedly consider, we'll be amazed, more amazed, most amazed, and more most amazed, most amazed. It will go on increasing without limit. So, therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha Vichar Vichar Karite Chitte Pave Chamatkar. So the mercy of the Supreme Lord is actually inconceivable, or it's inconceivably wonderful. Achintya Adbhut Krishna Chaitanya Vihar. It's described, beautiful verse. Achintya Adbhut Krishna Chaitanya Vihar Chitra Bhava Chitra Gun Chitra Vahvahar. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord are inconceivably wonderful. His ecstasy is wonderful, Chitra Bhav. His qualities are wonderful, Chitra Gun. And his behavior is wonderful, Chitra Vahvahar. And if one repeatedly consider, one will be increasingly amazed. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes a beautiful purport, or he written a beautiful phrase describing the kindness and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's there in Lilamrita also, in one of the chapters, just beginning of the chapters, which says that there will not be such benefactors of the highest merit as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates have been. The offer of other benefits is simply a deception, he says. Rather, it is a great harm. But the mercy shown by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it doesn't produce any harm. It benefits everyone. So the kindness that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown to the jivas absolves them eternally from all wants, from all inconveniences, from all distress. So he's actually considering, chitte vichara karite. One is considering how glorious is the mercy of Supreme Lord. To describe that, that there are many benefits which are offered in this world. So many people. A country makes a policy to benefit one particular particular citizens of that country, but it causes harm to another. Or the government make policy which may benefit human beings, but what about the animals may be harmed. So in this world, the offer of one benefit to someone actually produces a harm to someone else. That's the nature. But the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it does not produce any harm. It simply benefits one and all. Therefore, that's the supreme mercy. So we will would like to discuss some of the merciful aspect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So not just that the mercy of the Supreme Lord is inconceivably wonderful, even the love of the pure devotees for the Supreme Lord is inconceivable. One such pure devotee of Mahaprabhu is Srivas Thakur, who the parents gave us yesterday. So I would just like to speak a little bit about the inconceivably wonderful love of Srivas Thakur. So it is described that how when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaitacharya, he started dancing in his own house. It meant, Sai kale nijalai uthiya Advaita rai nitya kare anandita mane Haridas laya sange hunkar kirtan range kene nache keha nahi jane. So when the Supreme Lord appeared, Advaitacharya in his house, he started dancing suddenly, and no one could understand that why he is dancing. At the same time, it is described, Acharya Ratna Srivas Haila Mane Sukholas Yai Snana Kaila Ganga Jale Anande Vivalamana Kare Hari Sankirtan Nana Dana Kaila Manu Bale. So Acharya Ratna Srivas, they also felt the great bliss within their heart on the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they went to take bath in the Ganges, and their heart overflowing with love for Mahaprabhu, they gave various kinds of charity, it is described. So, even though the Supreme Lord, he wants to hide himself, but due to the inconceivably wonderful love with the devotees possess, they can actually understand everything. So when Mahaprabhu appeared, the devotees could understand that our supremely merciful master, he has actually appeared in this world. So, then the Supreme Lord, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he displayed the pastime of a child, then adult, then as a Nimai Pandit, scholar, then he started manifesting his devotional sentiments. Then when he manifested devotional sentiments, he revealed himself to the devotees. And one day he proposed to the devotees that let's have all night kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur. So I was actually just sitting in the Prasadam hall, and two devotees were having a conversation. There was some Krishna katha, and one devotee immediately exclaimed, "Oh, you have made my day!" Because there was some nice Krishna katha he heard. He said, "You have made my day." So I just thought that actually Mahaprabhu made even the nights of Srivas Thakur. So I was like, "You have made my nights also." So Mahaprabhu, he proposed that let's do kirtan even day and night, 24 hours. So at the house of Srivas Thakur, there would be kirtans all day and night long. So once what happened that while the kirtan was going on, there was Srivast Thakur heard there is some noise, some crying coming out from inside the house. He immediately went and he came to know that his young son, a small son, left the body. The ladies were actually crying. Now, it's actually very painful. Even when a small baby, even the thought of any harm to a small baby is very painful to the parents. My sister, once she had come here and we were supposed to go on some program, but my small niece, she felt sick. She said, no, we cannot go anywhere. We have to just cancel everything and we have to show her to some pediatrician, some child doctor. Right? So I called some Grastha devotees who had small children. I called actually Vamshi Gopal Prabhu. I asked, who are the pediatrician close by? And we took her. So we cancelled all the program. In the small, the child is sick, it is so heavy on the heart of a mother. But here, we see that the son has actually died. It's actually such a pain for the parents, inconceivable pain to the hearts of the parents. But what does Srivast Thakur says? He says that Supreme Lord, the mere hearing His name grants one the ultimate destination. If one just hears at the last moment Lord Krishna's holy name, one goes back to Godhead. And that same Supreme Lord is dancing and chanting hearing person. How can there be anything inauspicious that can take place? He said, this child is very fortunate to leave his body at this moment. In fact, I would consider myself fortunate if I can get such an opportunity. It's amazing actually. It's actually very easy to speak philosophy and understand when we are comfortable. But his son has died and he is speaking this word that he has left in the presence. This is such a fortunate situation for him. So actually the love of Srivast Thakur for Mahaprabhu is simply inconceivable. And his faith in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inconceivable. So, he didn't aggrieve himself. He even told his wife, the mother of the child, that do not cry, do not lament. For that will disturb the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? The son of a mother has died and Srivast Thakur is telling the mother, do not even cry. One may say, how hard-hearted. One may think actually. But actually that is his love, his strong faith in the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that he is not aggrieved, he is also aggrieved. But his love is so intense that grief did not give rise to any kind of lamentation. It is mentioned that that his son, although he died, Shivas Chitera na janmila shok. In his heart, the grief did not give way to the lamentation. There was no lamentation within his heart. He is even telling that, please, the lady, the mother, stop crying. Otherwise, I will go and drown myself in the Ganges if you do not stop crying. Just imagine how much strong faith. No, what to talk of ordinary person. Not even a devotee can actually do that. Only those who have complete devotion and faith at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu can only exhibit. Prabodhan Sarvadi says, he says, where is that great renunciation? Where are those great qualities, the indifference to the torments of hell? All these things can only be found those who have complete attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the pastime, we will not go into detail of the pastime. So, Srivast Thakur, after saying that, he actually goes back and joins the kirtan, Mahaprabhu. And it was only after 7.5 hours that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu learned of this incident from the devotees. And when he learned that Srivast Thakur's son has died, and he did not even inform me, and even stopped the ladies from crying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started crying. he was overwhelmed by this inconceivable, by this completely selfless love of Srivas Thakur. He started crying that, and he started saying that, how will I ever give up the association of such devotees who doesn't even lament at the death of their own son for my sake? So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Srivas Thakur, he said, that today, from today, we, myself and Nityanandur, we two are your sons. So, apane dui bhai haila Srivasanandan. Personally, Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, they became the sons of Srivas Thakur. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's actually purchased by such love. Namo kinchan vittaya. That those who consider nothing of this world as their self, except the mercy of the Lord, except those who consider the Lord everything in their life, then the Lord becomes their property. Shiva sadhya kahe Prabhu kari mahaprit, tumar chari bhai, bhai rami hainu vikrit. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually told, he said, by your love, he told the four brothers of Srivasagar and three brothers, he said, I have been purchased by the love of you four brothers. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually became the property. And it's described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's always present at the four places. Sachira mandire ar nityana nartane ragab bhavane ar Srivasa kirtane ehi charithai prabhu ra sada avirbhav. So at these four places, Sachira mandire ar nityana nartane Srivasa kirtane ar ragab bhavane. At these four places, Mahaprabhu is always present. In the house of Raga Pandit, when there is a kirtan at the Srivas Thakur house, when Nityanand Prabhu is dancing and Sati Mata is offering in her temple. Echari thai prabhura sada avirbhav. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present at these four places. Why? Prema krishta hai prabhura sahaja sabhav. Because his nature is that he is always attracted by the inconceivably wonderful love of his devotee. So he is always present. So therefore he says, I am your property, he tells Srivas Thakur. But what does Srivas reply? It's a beautiful reply actually. He says, why are you speaking in a contradictory way? Srivasa kahen kene kaha viparit, kripa mulle chari bhai hai tumar krit. He said, actually, you have purchased us. We are your property. You have purchased us by your mercy. So just a very beautiful relation between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. So the Lord, he feels that the devotees have purchased me by their love. And the Supreme Lord feels that devotees have purchased me by their love. The devotees feel the Lord has purchased us by his mercy. Right? And each one wants to offer higher and higher price. Right? This is a material world, you want to negotiate. Pay as less as possible. One very big executive of a company came and he was telling me how he should all be the winner in a bargain. That means pay the least and get the maximum. But here the devotees of the Lord, they want to pay more and more. The Supreme Lord wants to offer more and more mercy. And the devotee wants to offer more and more service. So Lord, he just desires a patram pushpam phalam, right? But the devotee wants to offer tons of flower to the Lord. And submerge him in flowers. The Lord, he just asks for a palm full of water. Jalasya achulu kenava vikrinite som atmanam. Just when one offers with love a palm full of water, Lord is purchased. The devotees want to offer thousands of liters of fragrant, the different type of juices and scented waters in Abhishek to the Lord. So although the Lord desires little, but the devotee wants to offer more and more. And the devotee, he just wants a drop of mercy. Kaviraj Goswami says, he says, Mahaprabhu Ralila apar agad. Who can actually, it's infathomable, immeasurable, the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy. And I am just standing on the shore of that ocean, only desiring a drop of that mercy. So devotee is just desiring a drop of mercy, but the Lord wants to drown the devotee in the ocean of his mercy. So each one wants to offer more and more. So in this way, we see here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he increasingly bestow his mercy on Srivas Thakur. Not just Srivas Thakur, but Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Anyone who was connected with Srivas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the highest benediction of love of Krishna. Right? He mentioned, we know the episode of Dukhi. He was just a simple maid servant. And Mahaprabhu, the niece of Srivas Thakur, Narayani, he gave the love for Krishna, the supreme ecstasy. And there was a Darji Yavan, it's mentioned Darji Yavan, a tailor who was a malechand Yavan. Mahaprabhu showed him his supreme opulence, and it's mentioned, he said, I have seen. Dekhinu, dekhinu, bali, haila, pagal. He was started saying, dekhinu, I have seen. He became mad. Preme nitya kare haila Vaishnava agal. He started dancing in love for Mahaprabhu, and he also became a topmost Vaishnava. So even those who were just connected with Srivas Thakur, so Mahaprabhu's love for his devotees is so great that anyone who is even remotely connected with a pure devotee, they also receive that supreme benediction, or love for Krishna. So actually, it is our great fortune also that we are connected with the great devotee Srila Prabhupada, who is in the parampara of Srivas Thakur. And we know so many stories how those who served Prabhupada and pleased him by their service, even though they left the Krishna consciousness movement, toward the end of their life they again came back. They were again connected by the Lord. Hayagriva Prabhu, who actually later and toward the end took sannyas, Hayagriva Swami, he was one example. There was Sudama Vipra Maharaj. There were so many stories, examples we have heard. So it's such a great fortune to be even connected to the pure devotees, to Prabhupada and his dear servants. So it's our great privilege and fortune that we are connected in this glorious parampara. And the Supreme Lord, if we are just trying to render some sincere service at the lotus feet of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada made it actually so simple, just chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles and serve in this mission according to your capacity. And Prabhupada will be actually pleased by such simple service. And Prabhupada is pleased, then definitely the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will be pleased to bestow His mercy. Prabhupada writes in Prabhupada that a little sincere service will definitely please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At so many places he writes, he gives that assurance. A little sincere service will please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we will conclude the class with a very beautiful prayer of Prabodhananda Saraswati. Actually, it is a petition. Right? So he is petitioning, he is actually not instructing. So he is saying, Dante nidhaya tinakam padayor nipatya kritva chakakushatam etadaham bravimi. He sadhava sakalam eva vihaya duras chaitanya chandra charane kurute nuraga. So if a person is instructed, he sometimes becomes angry. It is described. Upadesho hi murkha naam prakopaya na shantaye. If a fool is instructed, he becomes very angry. He doesn't become pacified. So he is saying here, Prabhupada Saraswati, dante nidhaya trinakam padayor nipatya. He says, I take a straw, which is actually a sign of humility, becoming very humble, within my teeth, and I fall on my knees. Dante nidhaya trinakam padayor nipatya. And I offer thousands of obeisances falling flat, he says. Then he says, He sadhava sakalameva vihaya duraj. He said, He sadhava, O great learned person, sakalameva vihaya duraj, please keep all your great learnings and achievement at a far off place. Sakalameva vihaya duraj. Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurute Nuraga. And just try to develop affection for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Grantara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jaya Sri Goranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya Srila Srivas Thakur Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.